Welcome to Pittsburgh Youth Media on Youth Express, recorded live from SLB Radio. This is Marley Vaughn, and I'm in 7th grade at Elizabeth Forward.
I'm Bella, I'm 15, and I go to Cornell.
I'm Angel, I'm 14, and I go to Cornell.
I'm Brianna, I am 16, and I go to West Allegheny.
Today, we'll be discussing how what you wear affects how you are treated, as well as Earth Day, but first, we are going to start by talking about politics.
After an investigation went through with Trump's involvements with Russia during the election, they found that all evidence against him on the case was false and wasn't enough to impeach him.
I mean, did they look at anything else that he has done in his term?
Not that I know of. I think they were only looking at his involvement with Russia, not any of the other, like, charges against him, I guess. There is definitely, like, a lot more that you could look at, like, the reports about, like, his sexual assault.
YouTube will play ads. They'll be like, come sign the petition and help impeach Donald Trump.
I get those all the time, but, like, they're always the virtual ones. And I don't always know if those ones are going to be real or not. Because I've looked at those, you can just make any petition without getting approval from the company.
Yes.
So it's just you trying to get 10,000 signatures for what reason?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think the main differences between modern Democrats and Republicans are? I mean, it's definitely, like, a big difference on views. A lot of Republicans, I noticed, like, Republicans are very pro-life and things like that along those lines, and Democrats tend to be more pro-choice, and they're very, like, not against, like, supporting minorities and immigration and a lot of things like that. But Republicans, like, on the other hand, are the complete opposite. They are very strict when it comes to immigration laws, and they are very against minorities, I've noticed.
Have, like, you seen the concentration camps that they're holding?
Yeah, they've been like Latino children
in because their parents are being deported.
I've been seeing a lot of stuff, like, in the past few months about basically concentration camps where they're keeping children in, like, tents and, like, they're barely giving them food.
Yes.
And I have been, like, hearing theories and children and, like, the people that are in the camps, like, even grown adults are being, like, assaulted and, like, abused there, and it's just absolutely terrible conditions. And that's mostly all I've seen about it, but I never really looked too far into it.
I have heard that they were supposed to be released, and they're still being kept in.
Yeah.
Like, they only released about a quarter of the kids they had.
Really similar to, like, what happened with Hitler and during World War II and everything. It's just wrong, morally. And I've noticed that, like, it's mainly Republicans that support that kind of thing that's going on and not Democrats. Like, Democrats are the ones who seem to be wanting to change that and get those kids out of there. And they're very more lenient when it comes to, like, immigration and, like, parents who bring their children there to, like, escape possible danger in their country. And, like, Republicans are very, like, ignorant of that kind of thing.
We actually had a report on if it's okay for people to cross the border for different reasons. And some of the reasons were high crime rates, chance of being mugged, poverty, all things like that. And there were a bunch of people who said it's not okay under any circumstances.
In that case, like, especially nowadays, a lot of immigrants come to America to escape possible danger in their countries. And, like, maybe they're facing, like, a possibility of starvation or just, like, death or, like, any kind of thing like that. And that's why they come to America, because they come there expecting, like, they're going to be safe there. It's, like, come to the point that people are just refusing them entry and saying, like, you're not allowed here. I don't care if you're, like, trying to save your life and save your family or your children. Like,
if they're trying, they're getting sent back, that, like, what if there's, like, a death, like, penalty or something of them, and that's why they went to America, but if they come back, like, they're just dead.
And people are, like, refusing them entry because they feel like it's wrong, and, like, I don't even know for what reasons. It's never really been stated, but, like,
there are other places to go besides America, though.
Yeah, like, but, like, America's basically been, like, I guess, chosen as, like, the most safe country. They've got, like, it's a very free country.
Yeah.
Like, anybody, you come here and you're supposed to be safe. But, like, at this point, it's become, you're not safe if you come here and you shouldn't come here.
I know someone from Mexico. Her mom is trying to renew her visa, and it might not go through, and so she might have to move back to Mexico, even though she is a natural born citizen, but she is about to be 18, and I guess something's happening with that.
I'm pretty sure it's called DACA. I learned about
DACA.
DACA, D-A-C-A. Mm-hmm. I've learned about it in my history class with my teacher, like, 2 years ago. I'm pretty sure it's basically just, like, if
with students?
Yeah, and, like, children, like, if a adult brings their child over with them and, like, comes to America illegally, that child is because they, like, especially if they're, like, under the age of, like, 6 and, like, they couldn't do anything about it, they're going to, once they turn 18, become, like, a legal citizen because they couldn't have stopped themselves from that. And I've heard that Trump or somebody who's a part of the Republican Party, when, like, towards the beginning of his election, had been planning to repeal that and get rid of that and, like, make it so, like, even if you're, like, a 3-year-old whose parent brings you to America illegally, you're not going to become a legal citizen. We tend to avoid politics in our school because
it just starts an argument.
When Trump won the election, I feel like we stopped talking about politics so much.
Because that's when I think politics got the worst around that time.
Yeah, a lot of us will start arguing about it.
Yeah, just recently.
Our teacher would just look at us.
Yeah, just recently we had a discussion about differences between Republicans and Democrats in our history class, and that immediately developed into a really deep argument about, like, pro-life and pro-choices and all kinds of stuff like that, and a lot of people were starting to argue and yell. So we don't really discuss it too much.
Yeah. I remember that happened whenever I was in that class. I feel like that's a big thing that people our age have an opinion on.
Mm-hmm. A lot of teenagers, like, as time goes on, have become a lot more opinionated than they were in the past, I realized. They're very,
that's good.
Yeah, they obviously want to make changes and things like that. They're strong with their views. And that's a good thing because that's going to be necessary as they get older. I'm most closely a Democrat, I believe, because my views are very similar to most Democrats. I guess what really pulls to me is the most Democrats being pro-choice and, like, being very supportive of minorities. That's something I go along with really well. I'm very supportive of minorities. For example, like, minorities, a lot of Republicans are very against the LGBTQ community. A lot of people a part of the community are very, like, terrorized and judged and things like that, and they've even been hurt and, like, attacked for it. Like, there have been many hate crimes that have been committed against them, and most of them are committed by people who have Republican views, I guess. But, like, Democrats, most people in the Democratic Party are very supportive of those communities, and they don't think that terrorizing that kind of community or minority in general is something that should be done.
Also, Democrats, like, support free Medicare, which is something pretty big, especially considering walking down the street in Pittsburgh on a busy night, you'll see so many people who don't have a home or proper place to stay is out begging for something.
I personally think that I think I'm a communist. Communism. My views on it are that everyone, like, once you hit a certain age, you should have to work. And if you don't choose to work, then go to college, obviously. But there will be different rankings of, like, how the jobs fall. And then with each ranking, like, there will be certain things that come with it. Like, it won't be just, like, here's your paycheck. Like, obviously, you will get paid, but, like, there's more that's, like, involved in that. And, like, I just feel like communism, like, helps so that there won't be, like, super-duper high-class families and, like, super-duper, like...
Yeah.
Like, everyone's kind that's of always equal. Something.
Everyone gets a house based on how big their family is.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not that interested in politics, so, like, I'm still making up my mind if I'm a Democrat or a Republican, so... One thing I do want to talk about is Earth Day, because the situation going on with the turtles and all the plastic going around and how it's killing them is serious to me, because, like, I love animals and, like, I don't want to see them get hurt and everything. And I think it's a good idea that people are starting to buy metal straws so, like, they don't waste the plastic and everything.
Pollution and, like, especially water pollution has become a very large problem. There's been so many, like, oil spills, for example, and a lot of just plastic on beaches and things like that that a lot of the animals, like, end up choking on, and, like, it kills them, and it's endangering a lot of the species in the ocean.
I bought a pack of metal straws.
Yep,
I love them. They're amazing.
I've been meaning to invest in some. I just haven't had the chance. Probably going to have to order them online
or
something.
That's what I thought.
Our school, we don't do too much when it comes to Earth Day. Well, I mean, we'll, like, watch a video or something.
Sometimes we'll have, like, a do now on it, like, our walk in the class and you do that activity.
Occasionally, like, in elementary, we used to do some stuff where we do, like, a little, like, activity or, like, a project kind of thing, and we'll watch, like, a video or something. But, like, now that we're in high school, it's very
It's kind of like read an article and answer a few questions and get candy for it.
Not even candy.
You just get credit points.
You just get credit points.
We don't even get points. So, when I was little, we used to go to Hatteras Beach every year, and they have this junior park ranger thing where you go and you learn about whatever they're having you learn about. That year, it just so happened to be sea turtles in plastic bags. And that same day, I was out wearing the little plastic badge they give you. I was so proud of it. And I'm just walking on the beach, and I see an area with caution tape around it. And it was a sea turtle nesting area. And, like, you couldn't go into the area. But, like, there are bottles around it. So I was so proud of myself that day, just picking up those bottles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one day I was on Instagram, and I saw a video of someone taking, I think, plastic out of a sea turtle's mouth.
Yeah.
And it took them a long time, and it, like, it wouldn't stop. Like, it was a long
plastic. It would be, like, 15 minutes of time lapse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
and
sad.
And, I mean, obviously, like, a sea turtle wasn't going to be, want to be held by a human. So, like, that just makes it even more difficult. Yeah. And that's the problem. Like, because we shouldn't have to do that.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, if it's at, like, a really big marine hospital, they'll, like, have the turtle put under temporarily.
Yeah.
To be able to get it out, and even then.
I just don't understand why people litter whenever they're literally trash cans.
Like, there are trash cans everywhere for you to put your trash. Why don't you put them in the trash?
People nowadays are just lazy.
Some places have trash cans literally about every 5 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that it's good for, like, the people in the world, like, picking up plastic and stuff, because, like, they don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. But they care about the earth and the sea turtles and everything else. That's what I think.
It's not necessarily, like, about, like, pollution right now. I mean, it kind of is, but, like, global warming is definitely a huge problem right now. I'm pretty sure it was the show Our Planet. They had put up a video on Netflix of, they'd been recording where, like, there's normally, like, typically ice on, like, cliffs and things like that, and they'd been recording seals, I believe it was, falling to their death because there was no ice for them to cling to like they normally are. And a lot of people got very upset about that one, but, like, I feel like it's a good thing that they're showing that kind of thing. Yeah. It's bringing awareness to it and, like, showing people, like, this is what's happening to our planet. Compared to, like, the whole, like, Earth's population, there's a very small amount of people who actually seem to care about it.
Yeah.
I've noticed, like, not very many people, like, care about it, and they should care about it because, like, the Earth is depleting, like, the resources are depleting, mm-hmm. and the atmosphere and everything. It's just ruining itself at this rate. And the Earth isn't going to be around that much longer if we don't stop and do something about it. Nobody cares.
And as of right now, this is the only livable planet that we have access to.
Mm-hmm.
They think they've discovered another one that will take way too long to get to.
Yeah, people were saying they're, like, working
2021.
In 2020 or 2021.
But that's going to be expensive to get to.
Yeah, and it's, like, there's not even, like, a confirmed possibility we'll be able to survive on Mars. Even with, like, the technology and the supplies we have that we think may be able to help us, there's still, like, that possibility it won't work and we're not going to be able to get there.
Save the Earth.
Save the Earth.
So now we're going to change to a different topic and talk about how what you wear affects how you are treated. This is something that I struggle with a lot, especially being a little thicker, especially in my school's dress code. Certain things, if I wear them, I'll get dress coded. But if I see somebody else, maybe smaller, like taller than me, then they won't get dress coded. And it's like,
I don't know the word for it, but, like, I guess stereotype or stigma. yeah, against specifically girls, like girls in general at schools, like
discrimination.
A lot of girls
that was
are
the right word.
So, in fifth grade, I accidentally wore flip flops to school one day. This is the first day I ever wore flip flops to school, and my teacher says, "You can't wear those. Go down to the office and get new shoes." I'm just going to point out that almost every boy in my class that same day was wearing slides. They did our gym class where we run around.
I don't understand the point of not allowing flip-flops.
Yeah,
like, they're open-toed shoes, but, like, people are wearing slides with socks or without socks.
We're
and
allowed
and flip-flops are the same exact thing.
Exactly.
We're allowed flip-flops in middle school.
Yes. Yeah. We were allowed them in high school and middle school, but, like, in elementary, it's a very strict thing. Like, you're not allowed to wear them.
I was thinking because probably we had recess.
Yeah, recess, like, we were outside on the concrete, but, like, in high schools, like, if they still do that, I don't know if they do.
It's just ridiculous.
It's like, are those flip-flops that I see? Go get
sneakers.
Go get your sneakers from the gym.
It's just, like, if they see, like, shoulders. Like,
yeah.
They, like, think that the boys are
What's so triggering about a shoulder?
Exactly.
Like, what's so triggering about spaghetti strap?
Whenever people, like, either look at something that I'm wearing and then they have an opinion on it, or just the way that they look at me, it makes me feel uncomfortable. nowadays, I feel like with the stereotypes, like, if you wear a certain type of clothing, people are going to think you act a certain type of way.
Yeah.
Or if you wear a certain type of clothing, like, people are going to think that you do this.
There's, like, stereotypes for, like, certain styles of clothing and what mm-hmm. you wear.
If you wear dresses to school all the time, people are going to think you're always preppy or, like,
girly and, like, feminine.
Yes. Like, or if you wear short shorts and, like, tight clothes, they're going to think that you're fast. Or
mm-hmm.
if yeah. you wear baggy clothes, they might think that you're dirty, like...
And that's something that just comes naturally to, like, humans in general. Like, when you see someone wearing something that's super, like, trashy, kind of,
mm-hmm.
you think, like, I don't want to be friends with that person.
They yeah, don't seem like judged. A very, like, sophisticated
you'll,
person.
Yeah, you'll get yeah. judged, like, real yeah. quick on what you're wearing. And it's sad.
It shouldn't have come to this. Like I said, they are clothes.
Yeah,
it
because
shouldn't.
One day, like, I went to school and I was wearing something and this guy was like, your stomach's out. And I'm like... Okay, like, I felt confident, but then, like, I had an extra jacket.
Having that pointed out to you.
Yeah, and like, I had an extra jacket, and I put it on, because I was like, what if a teacher says that or something?
Yeah. I remember, I think it was about last year, I wore, like, a sleeveless shirt that was, like, a cutoff, and I got yelled at to put on a jacket because I was showing
yeah.
my shoulders.
But the boys...
And the whole day, I'd felt comfortable in that shirt, and then, yeah. like, having that pointed out made me feel very self-conscious.
Yeah, and the boys, they'll wear muscle shirts.
They like, they can... see through muscle shirts.
Yeah, boys can wear yeah. whatever they want, and that's, like, that's
but
the
if
problem.
But if it comes down to a girl... The whole entire subject
like,
changed.
Mm-hmm.
For me, like, dealing with it, I feel like staying strong in, like, my beliefs and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, if somebody says something to me, like, I could talk to God about it, and it makes me feel better. Like, that's not the case for everyone, but it makes me feel better.
Girls get so heavily judged based on what they're wearing, and I don't even know
I just think
where this started.
It's sickening.
Yeah,
just
it is.
Somebody has to comment on it.
I mean, mm-hmm. women are just over-sexualized, I feel
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
And...
Yes. I think they just yeah. see us as an object.
Yeah,
that's what
men
I
have
think.
Been taught that. Like,
I see them as they need help.
Yeah, because yeah. they'll look at us like we're an object and that they can get anything out of us.
Yeah.
No matter what who we are, who we talk about, no matter what, they
yeah.
can get to us.
Men have just, like, over time, over a long period of time, men have just been, like, raised that way. Like, they're taught that women are, like, I guess, objects, as she said.
That it's easy to get a girl if you, like,
and, like
say that, like, I like you, I love you, and stuff like that.
I mean, to be honest,
there's nothing you can
there
really
is
do.
Nothing that you,
you
can
just
try.
Be yourself.
Yeah,
and if
I
people keep saying something,
to feel
just be confident. Don't let it get to you.
Yeah.
That's what I learned.
It's like that self-confidence and like knowing, like it doesn't matter what people think about you. It's learning to get to that point. I guess is the only thing you can do.
I just think it's sickening.
Mm-hmm.
I have dated one person. And I promised myself now that I will not be dating again until sophomore year.
That's a good year.
That's a good yeah. I mean, I'm dating someone right now, and it's like it's hard because like with school and everything, and he wants to see me, and I tell him no, and I can't, and I'm just scared that one day he's just gonna be like, oh, I don't care no more. Like, not like a sad way, but like he's gonna see me for who I'm not trying to be.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have, like, my family doesn't have any rules on dating. I don't really have any rules on dating. I mean, like, if I find somebody that I like and I like them, I'll be willing to date them. Like,
yeah.
I'd be willing to take that step. I'm not against, like, dating until I'm a certain age, and neither are my, like, parents or my family, so.
The only rule that we have in our family is, like, a joke rule of you can't date until you die. That's, like, the joke rule that every dad has
yeah.
for his daughter until she gets her first boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, actual boyfriend, though.
Yeah.
I've been allowed to date since I was, like, 14, I believe.
Yeah,
it's never been something that's been heavily enforced.
My sister told me that, like, she was dating her senior year and that, like, she shouldn't have even dated at that time. Like, she should have waited till, like, she had her whole entire life settled.
Mm-hmm.
Respect the person that you're dating.
Don't
judge them from their past.
Me.
Exactly.
Don't like,
judge them from their past or what happened mm-hmm. in their past.
Except, like, if they do have trauma or something, like, they're... except whether they're willing to talk about that or not.
Exactly.
Like, don't pressure them into things. Respect them. Be aware of their boundaries that they've set.
Don't objectify us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't look at us as an object. Like,
don't look at anybody as an object. Any living thing shouldn't
yeah,
be
like,
looked at as an object.
Respect us for us. Don't make us act a whole different way if we want you to like you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's my perspective.
Yeah.
I think in a relationship, if you guys can't communicate, like, nothing's gonna work out. My thoughts are you shouldn't just date somebody just to date them and like
just to say that you dated another person.
What is that getting you?
Like a lot of people just want a relationship because they want that title and they want to be like, yeah, I've been in a relationship. They're not looking for the actual like aspects that come with a relationship.
And it makes us look like we're going fast if we go from a boyfriend to another one. It makes us look like we're
going
fast. I feel
like there's always that one boy or girl in your school who has tried to date or has dated almost every single boy or girl in the school.
I feel like with dress code, like how we were talking about how sometimes guys objectify women, like sometimes women put themselves in that situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was watching a documentary on girls in Jamaica, and they were like, there are parties like every weekend, and they will get paid to come to these parties and dance. And they were talking about how if they objectify themselves, like they can find ways to get what they need. And I don't think that.
I feel like society,
you should put your
society's
pride
taught
on the line
young
for that.
Women like at a very young age that like your purpose is only that kind of thing, I guess.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like you need like that's something you should do, that's something you need to do. And it's not. It's women, a lot of young girls in general just aren't being taught that like it's your body, you're your own person. You can do what you want. You don't need to rely on what other people
think. I was watching this video and it's like this girl was talking to a mirror because the mirror would talk back to her. Mm-hmm. And she was wearing what she wanted to wear. She looked comfortable. And then she got random comments like, why are you wearing that? You're too plus size and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so the mirror was like, do you think you look good? She was like, if I tell myself that, then I'll keep believing it. But I can't tell myself that. I can't tell myself that I'm pretty. And it just made me think that, like, other people are bringing you down because of what you wear or what you look like.
It's sad that, like, young girls are being taught. Like, that's the thing, and it shouldn't be that way. Like, young girls should be allowed to be confident in their body, and they shouldn't be judged off
of stuff
no like
matter
that.
If they're too skinny, too big. It don't matter.
That concludes this episode of Pittsburgh Youth Media on Youth Express, recorded live from SLB Radio. Special thanks to everyone who brought us here and the people helping us record. You're listening to Pittsburgh Youth Media.
Catch the future!